Okay, good morning, B'shus Rabbi Krohn. We are, this week we're doing Daf Kuf Yud Dalad. We're going to start from the very, very bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. What we're talking about, and we're going to be talking about through the end of the Perek, is there was something we learned previously about if someone is not obligated to do something, like such as a minor or a chayrish, we talked about. If they are doing the wrong thing, it's not incumbent upon the Beis Din to stop them. They can continue to allow them to do the wrong thing. So we're going to start off with this statement from Rav Pedas, and then we're going to give 12 rayas that are going to attempt to prove what he says, and that will take us through the end of the Perek, which is in the most of the way through the Daf Beis, and then we'll start the next Perek. So starting from the very bottom, Rav Yitzchak Bar Binsa, Rav Yisrael Bar Binsa, he lost the keys to the Beis Medrash, and this is on Shabbos, B'shus HaRabim, B'Shabbatan, Shabbos and B'shus HaRabim. Why it has to be the keys to the Beis Medrash as opposed to the keys to his own house is a question, but in any case. Asala Kamei Rabbi Bedas, he came for Rabbi Bedas, and Rabbi Bedas said to him, Armalei, Zil, go ahead, Devei, Teilu, Vitalia, go get a bunch of young boys and girls, Vilayisal Hasam, and let them play there. The mashkula, what'll happen is they'll find the keys in Masilu and they'll bring them back for you. So bring them along, let them play in the area. They'll wind up picking up your keys and carrying it back for them. So even though they're carrying on Shabbos, you would allow them to do that. Alma Kassavra, you might learn from here that what Rav Pedas holds is Katan Ochal Nevelos. This is the original thing the original proof that we said is that a Katan who's eating Nevelos is eating Nevela meat or some other. The araisa that they're not supposed to do. Ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. The bezdin doesn't have to stop him from doing this. So now we're going to go through a series of attempts to try to prove this out. Leimul sayle. Maybe we have this araisa that proves this. Lo yomar adam atinok. A person should not say to a child, havili mafteach havili chosem. Bring me my keys. Bring me my seal. Meaning. Don't do these things on Shabbos. Ella menicho tolesh menicho zroeg. But he is allowed to let the child go ahead and pick plants or throw things around on Shabbos. So anything that they're doing on their own volition, you don't have to go ahead and stop them from doing this. So therefore, this might be a proof throughout Pedas that you allow them to do these things that are in theory melachos d'areisa on Shabbos if they do it on their own. You know, you can't tell them to do it, but if they do it on their own, it's fine. So Amar Abaye, this isn't really a good proof. What we're talking about here is Tolish Ba'atzesh Einor Nakov. Talks about when you're plucking something that's growing in an unperforated pot, so therefore it's not connected to the ground. And because it's not connected to the ground, it's not considered a Doresa. Or a Zorek Bekarmelis or a button. Or when you're throwing an object in a Karmelis, you know, there, as we know, there are three different areas from a halachic point of view. There's a Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaRabim, and a Karmelis. And within a Karmelis, although we wouldn't do it, we generally don't do it, it's more of a Derabbanan. D'Areisa is really going from the strict Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim or vice versa. So again, it's not clearly a D'Areisa in that case. Tashma, maybe we have something that will teach us that we're supposed to stop a child from doing a Malacha or doing something, going over something that's a D'Areisa. So, Ovik Chavim Shabbal Chavas. If God forbid, there's a fire, and a non-Jew were to come along and to try to extinguish the fire on Shabbos, Ain Oberlo Kave. You're not supposed to tell him to go ahead and put out the fire. You're not supposed to instruct him to do that. But Baal Tekave. But he doesn't have to say to him, "Don't put it out." Mipneish Ain Shviyushvasa Alehem, because it's not our responsibility to make the non-Jews stop from what they're doing. However, katana belo chavos, but if a child comes ahead and tries to extinguish it, omrim lo al tekave, you tell him, don't do it. Shvisaso alehem, because we're responsible for the shvisa, for the youngster not doing a malacha on Shabbos. So because here we tell him to stop it, it seems like we would tell the child not to do that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not really the case. What we're talking about here is Ba'osel das avin, when the child is putting out the fire, he's not doing it really because he wants to. He sees his father really wants his fire to be put out, and therefore he's really doing it as if he's doing it for his father. And the kavasei gabi al v'Yisrael. Maybe the same thing would apply to the non-Jew. to Osel Das Israel. He's not doing it on his own. He sees this anguished, not Jewish person there, and he really knows that the Jew really wants the fire to be put out, and therefore he's really doing it as if he's the shaliach for the Jew. Mishari. So how do we allow him to go ahead and do it? You know, it's one thing where we said that we would tell them not, we wouldn't deliberately instruct the non-Jew to do it, but we said if he does it, we're not going to stop him. Gemara answers, Ovim kachavim adate hanavshi avin. He's doing it really on his own. He's doing it not because he wants to be, you know, wants to please the Jew, but he's doing it because he figures if he'll do this and he'll get hired to do other things. He has his own interests in mind. So therefore, he's going ahead on his own, and we don't stop him. So now, further proofs for Rav Hadassah, and again, there's going to be 12 of these. Tashma, we learned in a Bereisa. Ben Chaver. So a Chaver is someone who is a Talmud Chacham, or someone who's trusted to be knowledgeable in Halacha. So Ben Chaver, so someone who is the son of a Chaver. Sharaga Lelech Eitzel Avi Imo Amaretz. And he regularly goes to his maternal grandfather, so he goes to a Zaydi's house, and his Zaydi is an Amaretz. His Zaydi is known not to be someone who knows the halacha so well. Ein chafshishem, we're not worried. Shema yachleino davar she'enem tukanim. Then maybe he's going to give him food that's not appropriate. Maybe meiser hasn't been taken. So normally, because he's the son of a chaver, in a chaver's house, they knew clearly about the halachos, and they would always only eat food that was appropriate. But when he goes to Zaydi's house, you don't know what happens in Zaydi's house. And therefore, matzah biyado peiros, if he comes back from the grandfather's house and he has food from the grandfather, ain't zakaklo. He doesn't have to take it away from him. He doesn't have to worry because the child isn't as obligated. He doesn't have to stop him from eating the food that he got from the grandfather's house. Amarof Yochanan, but the Mai Hakila. Now this is we're makel here because we're talking about the Mai. We don't know definitively that this produce is bad, but because there's a suffix, we allow it to go forward. Ella time of the Mai. But Rav Yochanan is saying that the reason that we do this is by demai, hai vadeh. That would mean that when it's a definite, you know, demai is a suffix. When it's a definite, we would stop him by lashuri. By lashuri, that if we knew for sure that the food wasn't tithed, it wasn't meiser, wasn't taking it, we would require it to be have meiser taken from it before we would allow the child to have it. If it was a vada, v'am Rav Yochanan, but osal das aviv. But really, what we're talking about is when he's doing it with his for his father. So again, it's the same thing. It's like if he's doing it, if he's taking this food and he's doing it all because of what the father wants him to do, then taking the food because that's what the father wants, then he's really acting on behalf of the father. But if he happens to take this food on his own, even if it's a vaday, that it is Meister hasn't been taking it, and he goes ahead and eats it completely on his own, you don't have to worry. You don't have to stop the child from doing this Iser. El Rav Yochanan Tzvukei Masbakale. We have to say that Rav Yochanan was a suffix to him about whether you have to stop this child from doing an Avera. Kai Hachim Adche. And what he was trying to do here is, the way he explained what he was doing was because he was acting on behalf of the father. Kai Hai Madche. And when he was talking about in this Bereisa, where you wouldn't have to stop it, the way he answered is by saying that he's using this suffix. So in other words, Rav Yochanan isn't necessarily convinced about one way or the other, so he only allows it in cases where there's another way of thinking about it. So in the first case, he would say that, in one case, he would say it's because he was acting on behalf of the father. In our case, he would say it's because it was a suffix, because it was demai, it wasn't definite that meiser wasn't taken. That's where Rav Yochanan would allow it to go ahead. So that, again, that doesn't really give support for Rav Pedas. So another try. Tashma, Bein Chaver Kohen, a Bein Chaver who happens to be a Kohen. Sharaga Lelech Eitzel Avi Imon. He's used to going to his Zaydi's house, who is a Kohen Amaretz. I don't know why the Zaydis are always Amaretz, but that's the way it is. So he goes to Zaydi's house. Zaydi is a Kohen and is Amaretz, so therefore you can't be trusted about Tumah and Tahara. Ein Choshishem, we're not worried. Shemi Yachalena Truma Tameya. We're not worried that maybe the Truma that he'll give him is actually became Tameh. And therefore, Matzo Biado Peros, if you find food in the child's hands, ain't zakalklo. You don't have to worry. You don't have to take it away from him. So again, this might prove that in this case, you're not taking away something that he would not be allowed to have. Gemara answers, not so fast, but Truma Derabanan. We're talking about here Truma Derabanan. And with Truma Derabanan, maybe you would be allowed to do it, but if it was actually Truma Daraisa, maybe you would have to take it away. Another case, Tashma, Yonek Tinok Vaholech. So a baby is allowed to continue to nurse miuberes from a wet nurse who happens to be an ovedes kochavim ubehemet mea. So the baby is allowed to nurse either from a wet nurse who's non-Jewish and is therefore eating non-Jewish food, non-kosher food, or directly from an animal who's a non-kosher animal. So let's say, not to be gross or anything, but let's say there was a pig and they gave the baby to nurse directly from the pig. Or the baby was to nurse directly from the pig. But ein kosher shem biyonik sheket. So when it comes to the wet nurse, we're not worried that he, or in either case, we're not worried that he's eating from something that is not allowed to be eaten. It's an inappropriate thing. But we know that we're not supposed to directly feed nevelos or trefos to a child. However, but he's allowed to nurse from them and even on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, it becomes more significant. We'll talk about that in a bit. But if you talk about a child that's a little bit older, they wouldn't be allowed to do this. So again, the infant is allowed to nurse either from the non-Jew who's eating non-appropriate things or directly from a non-kosher animal. But with a child that was a little bit older, you would not allow them to do that. Avashal Omer, no hagim hayinu sheyonkim ebehema Torah biyomto. But he would say, what we would do is with infants, we would make sure that they would only nurse from a kosher animal on Shabbos, on Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos. So let's explain a little bit what we're talking about. Kasani mihi, what the Baraisa is saying here is, ein kosher shebiyonek sheketz. We're not worried that the baby is nursing from something not kosher, either a non-kosher animal or a wet nurse on Shabbos, a wet nurse who might have eaten something inappropriate. So from here, we might say that we don't have to worry that a child that's going ahead and eating something inappropriate, we have to stop them to do that. So Gemara says, maybe this isn't such a proof. Why? Hasa mishum sakana. The reason we're allowing this is because it's a danger to the infant if they're not able to eat. If this is the only thing they can eat, then it's definitely a sakana, and that, therefore it will be pikuach nefesh, and you would allow it. Gemara, there's a whole, so it's part of the discussion here is about what you do on Shabbos or not, but we'll see how we get to that. Ihachi gadlanami. So if it's a case of pikuach nefesh, maybe that should be the same thing. So why do we not allow it? Gadal bai umdina. So when it comes to the gad, when a child that's older, we would take more time to actually look into the case. So let's say it was on Shabbos, we would wait till after Shabbos to check into whether we should allow this to happen. So by a kid that's two or three, maybe we would wait for that. Katanami levai umdina. So maybe we would say that when it comes to this infant, we would also say, let's not give him this right away and right now. Let's wait and see what happens. Let's check into it. Maybe we could find something better. Gemara answers, I'm Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Stam Tinok, Mesukan Eitzel Chalav. That when the baby, if you're not able to feed them right away, it could really be life-threatening for them. So unlike the toddler that can wait a few hours to find something different or to wait till after Shabbos to clarify it, by a real infant, you have to feed them right away. Otherwise, it's really pikuach nefesh, and therefore, you wouldn't go ahead and do this. So therefore, this doesn't really work so well. Abba Shal Omer, no hagim hayinu sheyonkim ebehema tahor biyomtov. He said, it was what we said before, that the practice was that they would only give the baby to nurse from a pure animal on Yom Tov. Hechidami, what case are we talking about? Id ika sakana, if we're talking about whether sakana that if the baby doesn't nurse, afil b'shabbos nami, what's the specifics about the baby nursing from a animal? So again, the question here is really about nursing directly from the animal, if it's an animal, if it's a kosher animal, put that aside. Nursing directly might be a malacha on Shabbos from an animal because you're extracting the milk from the animal. So therefore, he says they would do it on Yom Tov. In Yom Tov, it's not really an Iser. On Shabbos, it is. Hechidami, what are we talking about here? Eid ika sakana, if we're talking about where it's in danger to the infant if he can't eat right away, afilu b'Shabbos nami, we should allow it on Shabbos as well. Vidaleka sakana, and if it's not a sakana, afilo b'yom tov aser, maybe we shouldn't allow it on yom tov either. So why are we allowing the baby to nurse directly from an animal? On yom tov, if it's a sakana, it should be specifically allowed on Shabbos. If it's not a sakana, it should not be allowed on yom tov either. Our answer is lo tzricha. The ika tzara, because there's pain in the infant if he doesn't eat, but it's not really a life threatening. So it's uncomfortable for the baby, but it's not life threatening. V'kasavar mefarikul archayadhu, and Abishal holds that nursing directly from the animal, while it's this potentially the malacha, but you're doing it with a shinoi, because normally you wouldn't have the baby nursed directly from the animal. However, Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, the Easter skila on Shabbos, where it's a malacha d'araisa, that you're chayav misa if you go ahead and do it. Gazur Rabbanan, they said that nursing from an animal should be prohibited all the time. Yom Tov, however, the Easter lav, when Yom Tov is only a lav, it's not an Easter where you get, chayav misa, lo gazur bel Rabbanan. So Rabbanan would not stop them from having the children nursed from the animals directly on Yom Tov. So the issue here is that it's not a case where it's pikuach nefesh, it's an issue here where the child is just uncomfortable, so therefore they would allow it on Yom Tov, but they wouldn't allow it on Shabbos. Tashma, we'll do one more of these. Lo sa'achlum ki sheketz ham. The Torah says you should not eat them because they're a sheketz. So this is an extra pasuk, because it says multiple times about not eating things are not kosher. Lo solichum. This is coming to, so this pasuk is extra, so it's coming to teach us. Lo solichum. You shouldn't cause others to eat. The Hazar Agdola Malkanim, to warn adults about children, that the adults shouldn't allow the children to eat things that aren't appropriate. My love. So what is the adult being warned to do? Damalahu lo sochu, that he should say to the children, don't eat. He should instruct them not to eat. So in other words, maybe he is required to not allow them to eat. My answer is lo, that's not a correct. The lo lispu biadai. It means that he shouldn't feed him directly with his own hands, but if the child goes ahead and does it, he should doesn't have to go in and stop them. So with this, we'll stop. We'll pick up tomorrow with another 10 proofs of the same thing. But for now, have a wonderful day.